In a report released last month, USAID said the illegal timber industry simultaneously threatens the world's forests and steals from local communities that rely on forests for food, health, and wealth. The report said the exploitation of forests also makes land even more vulnerable to deforestation for other uses. Environmental activists in Yei have repeatedly blamed local government officials for not doing enough to protect the environment as the area's forests have been destroyed, posing long-term threats to the well-being of people and animals in the area. Victor Batali is the executive director for Forest Conservation Association in South Sudan.
We used to experience rain from Feb exactly, but this year we experienced rain towards the end of May. Why? Because many of the trees were harvested. They were all cut down. And two, we have already exposed our soil into danger of soil erosion. So we are endangering our lives too. And even our animals, many of these animals are moving out because we have already harvested these trees.
Batali says environmental activists will conduct civic education programs on the dangers of cutting down trees as well as the benefits of planting trees on radio programs. Environmentalist Mike Gaga says his group has planted several varieties of trees, including more than 2,003 seedlings this past week, as part of their contribution to fight climate change around Yei Town.
We decided to involve ourselves by providing the expertise and the seedlings. Climate change is real. We need to come collectively and we respond. People should not cut down trees.
Gaga says trees were planted at the former state secretariat headquarters, prison and police departments, the Yei Medical Training Institute, Yei River County headquarters, Yei Day Secondary School, Emmanuel Model Secondary School, St. Paul Primary School, Yei Teachers Training College, Jigomoni Primary School, the Haileban area, Kabat area, Market Streets of Dar Salaam, and the Lomuku Residential area. Regina Mina, a resident of Yei's Haileban neighborhood, says she is using the rainy season to plant different varieties of fruit and set trees in her plot to reduce the negative impact of climate change.
My message to my fellow citizens in Yei in particular and South Sudan in general is that trees are important in our lives. We need to plant trees to retain our green vegetation and also get fresh and clean oxygen.
Justason Victor, executive director of the local NGO Yamora, is also taking part in the campaign to encourage tree planting in Yei Town.
Cut one tree and you plant five. So we need to enforce this. So we expect the government to put restrictions on this illegal logging of the trees.
Jido Simon is director of the Department of Forestry and Environment in Yei River County. Jido insists the local government has introduced strict laws that prohibit the illegal logging of trees in the area.
Cutting one tree, you have to plant five trees from five to above. We have to stop cutting the trees down anyhow. It has to be assessed first before you file down the trees.
Some residents and environmental activists say Yei and neighboring counties have lost control over their natural vegetation, forest reserves and natural trees due to rampant illegal logging that has gone unchecked as a result of years of conflict in the area. For VOA News, I'm Daniel Friday Martin in Yei Town.